entertained and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Israel striking Iran overnight. The unprecedented aerial bombardment in retaliation for an Iranian missile attack on Israel weeks ago.
A senior administration official says this should be the end of direct military exchange between Israel and Iran. This official says that Israel's strikes on multiple military targets in Iran were both precise and targeted. This official says that Israel did notify the U.S. ahead of the strike, but underscored that there was no U.S. involvement.
ABC's Selena Wang. 10 days until Election Day, former President Trump visiting Joe Rogan for an interview on his popular podcast before a rally in Michigan Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying in Austin, Texas, along with music superstar Beyonce. E. coli cases linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders rising to 75 across 13 states. The CDC saying Friday at least 22 people hospitalized. Los Angeles Dodgers star Freddie Freeman hitting a grand slam of the 10th inning to win Game 1 of the World Series 6-3 over the Yankees. This is ABC News. A new report that American billionaire Elon Musk was once asked by Russian President Vladimir Putin not to activate his satellite service over Taiwan as a favor to China's president. No word if he's complied. ABC's Martha Raddatz has more.
The director of NASA, Bill Nelson, calling for an investigation into the startling Wall Street Journal report alleging regular communications between billionaire Elon Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to the journal, the discussions have been ongoing since 2022, focusing on personal topics, business, and geopolitical tensions.
Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries is now sporting an ankle bracelet after pleading not guilty to bombshell sex trafficking charges alleging involving young male models. Jeffries is free on $10 million bond after he answered to one count of sex trafficking and 15 counts of interstate prostitution. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kiwanee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kiwanee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today will have a high around 55 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 35. Sunny and breezy for Sunday with a high near 60. On Monday, nice fall day, partly sunny, 66. Warmer Tuesday, showers, highs around 77.
Currently 33 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's the weekend. Time for rest, relaxation, and another edition of New Wisco Weekend. A weekly look at issues, arts, entertainment, culture, and everything that makes New Wisco home. Now, here's your host, Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
It's that time of year when scary things go bump in the night. A couple of paranormal investigators from New Wisco are not afraid to talk about their experiences, and that's our cover story. Amanda Nimmer brings her opinion on how to tell when you're being haunted. We've got a feature from Conrad Krieger on the new basketball coach at UWGB. Nothing is scarier than a bad credit score, unless it's credit repair scammers, and I've got that story for you. Brittany Merlot brings us a Halloween weather mystery, and elsewhere in Wisco, Melissa Kay explores spooky karaoke. Pete Schwabba has a Stanley Kubrick masterpiece for his classic cinema pick of the week. And later, one of the most popular songs, especially around Halloween. Terry Barr will share it with you, along with some haunted history that might surprise you. Let's open up this edition with the business surrounding the spooky season. Halloween's been celebrated in America since Scottish and Irish immigrants brought the tradition here in the 18th and 19th centuries. It soon became a time of pranks to scare people. Remember, this was a time when there was no light at night except for candlelight. Halloween eventually turned into something for the kids to enjoy in the early 1950s, and more recently, adults are spending a lot of money to be part of the frightening fun. Terry Barr breaks down more of the numbers, including some of the spooky things making it special in our state.
Ready or not, here they come. Trick-or-treating these days focuses on the treat, but prior to the 1950s, Halloween was a time for tricks and pranks. So what do your treaters expect from you this year? A new candystore.com survey puts Butterfinger as the top Halloween candy in Wisconsin. It's followed by Hot Tamales and Starburst. Very different result than the rest of the country, where the numbers show M&M's are number one for the first time, bumping Reese's Cups to the second favorite. Okay, now let's check out haunted houses. One of the largest complexes in the Midwest is in Neenah, just off 41. And a recent survey shows the Burial Chamber is continually voted number one for best haunted house, haunted value, and most scares for your money. This features five full-size, frightening theme experiences. One reviewer even describes it as terrorizing, but in a good way. Tickets range from $5 to $65.
We see consumers willing to invest in these events, but also looking for ways to be smart with their budget.
That's Leah Gergich with the National Retail Federation. The Federation's annual Halloween report shows 75% of the population will celebrate this year. It also indicates every shopper spending around $104 this year, which is down close to $5 from last year. But consider this, just 10 years ago, it was $48 spent by each shopper on Halloween. There is one category growing really fast, spooky decorations.
But it's certainly one that captures consumers' attention and focus and generates a lot of excitement around this time of year.
The excitement is also spreading to your pets, with more animals getting into the Halloween spirit. The top costumes are a pumpkin and hot dog, with pet parents typically dressing up their dogs. And if you want to sport a little state pride, consider a Wisconsin-themed costume. Bucky Badger, the Hodag, a buck, a deer, or Paul Bunyan, or even Barbie will all work. But don't forget, even before the spooky screams fade, you'll be planning for the winter holidays. I'm Terry Barr.
This is New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and the Civic Media app.
The new basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay may not be scary unless you're the opposing team. Conrad Krieger reports.
Basketball season is starting up in northeastern Wisconsin, and the University of Green Bay has welcomed in a new head coach for boys basketball, Doug Gottlieb. Gottlieb can be heard on Fox Sports Radio for the Doug Gottlieb Show, but it's time for a new project, a winning season as a first-year head coach. The UWGB head coaching job was offered to Gottlieb while he was on his radio show.
My show starts at 2 local time, noon in Los Angeles. So the next day was a Friday. And at 12:04, so my show starts at 12, like Josh calls me. And everybody who knows me is like, don't call me at that time. And so Josh called me. So I called him. I text him like radio show. And then anyway, I called him back during a break and he said, would you still be interested? And I said, hell yes. And really? Fast forward to May 14th, which was like 5 days later after Mother's Day and everything. And that morning he officially offered me the job. May 15th, I did the press conference and here we are. And
wow.
A college basketball analyst, a TV personality or national radio host to being a college basketball coach without having coached in college while hosting a national radio show. If you don't know me, you're like, wow, that's a weird transition. Anybody who knows me is like, yeah, that makes sense.
In order for a college basketball team to be successful, you need fans in the seats, cheering and showing team spirit.
November 8th is our home opener at the Crest against St. Thomas. And then SIUE is our home opener at the Resch. And look, if we want to build a basketball program, and we do, and we want to build a championship basketball program, and we do, we need to have butts in the seats. I think we're going to play a style you're really going to like. We're going to get up and down. We're going to play to our strengths, which is our perimeter play and our three-point shooting. We're going to play modern basketball. By that, I mean we're going to shoot threes. We're going to get the rim. And if we take shots in the middle, unless they make them, they're going to come out of the game. And we're going to be disciplined and energetic at both ends of the floor. And I think we're going to represent Northeastern Wisconsin the right way with the right kind of kids.
Gottlieb shares what kind of coach he'll be to these athletes and why it matters that he'll be there for each and every one.
And for people who don't understand, in college basketball, if we wanted to, we can pay them $1 million. I mean, there are $1 million players. We're not going to have a college basketball team where we're going to set the market. We want kids that want to come here, want to stay here, want to live here, want to have a family here. And, you know, I tell every kid that I recruit, especially now, I haven't coached a college basketball game yet, your act of faith in playing for me will go forever. But the real way it's supposed to work in college basketball, how it's always worked, and what nobody talks about on TV or radio because they don't actually know, is when you come to a college basketball program, it's my job to take care of you for the rest of your life. If you buy in and you play for me for 4 years or 5 years or whatever, and you finish your career here, it's my job to take care of you. You're part of my basketball family. You want to be a coach? I can help be a coach. You want to be a lawyer? I'll help you be a lawyer. You want to work, you know, you want to work at Green Bay Packing? I'm going to do it. You want to work, you know, for Larry Tinkler, like, I'm going to help you. That's my job. We have a sports performance coach on staff. I have a life coach on staff. We have former NBA players on staff. We want to support them in a holistic approach and just say, hey, you go there, you're going to have the best basketball experience of your life. You're going to play with a lot of good dudes. You have a good time and we're going to win some games. And then when you're done, hopefully you have a professional career. And if you don't, or even if you do, when you're done with that, the Green Bay community will embrace you.
That was Doug Gottlieb, new head coach for UWGB boys basketball. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Getting scammed is always scary, but it's even worse when it affects your credit score.
Credit reports are important to consumers when financial assistance is needed. A good credit score indicates to a lender that you're reliable and responsible, which makes it easier to obtain a loan. A good credit score will also make it easier to qualify for a credit card, save on interest, and get better insurance discounts, to name a few. When a report has a low score, you might be able to improve it, but do so with caution. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
If there's information on your credit report that's negative but correct, individuals could be really tempted by companies claiming that they have an easy fix. But hopefully you know not to believe that, that easy fixes aren't necessarily the way. You could end up being charged hundreds of dollars in illegal upfront fees, lose control of your private information, and do further harm to your credit score if you do engage with these companies. So credit repair services promoted on websites and social media often claim that they can permanently remove all negative information from your credit report and improve your credit score. They say they can create a new credit identity or hide bad credit history, but they do this using stolen social security numbers or convincing you to apply for an EIN or an employer identification number from the IRS under false pretenses, which could result in fines or even prison time. And so we don't want people to get messed up with all of that.
Reinen says many times the credit repair scammers are offering you a service that you could receive from a reliable source.
In the best case scenarios, what we've seen is that a credit repair scammer solution is simply to provide you with letter templates that you can send to remove that information. But those are available for people for free at different credit repair services and nonprofit organizations that assist people with this. So we don't want people to get tied up with these scammers. Real credit companies can't legally remove information from your credit report that's current and correct. Again, like I said, the Federal Trade Commission is one of those organizations where you can get letter templates online for free, but they're only going to help you remove a legitimate mistake on your credit report, not real information that tends to have a negative impact.
She advises what to look out for.
Avoid any credit repair company that asks you for that payment up front, or one that warns you not to contact the credit bureaus directly, or advises you to dispute credit report information that you know is accurate. That's not going to be able to be removed when the information is true, just impacts you negatively.
Credit repair companies must explain your legal rights in a written contract that details the services they perform, the cost you'll pay, any results they guarantee, how long it will take, and your 3-day right to cancel. Anything a credit repair company can do legally, you can often do yourself for little or no cost. If you're a victim of a credit repair scam or any scam, you can contact the DATCP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 800-422-7128 or by email at DATCP Hotline@wi.gov. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
When we come back, it's a spooky cover story with a couple of ghost hunters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Still ahead, a thrilling song perfect for Halloween. And right now, Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
As Halloween rapidly approaches, there are so many scary movies to choose from for this week's pick. I settled on a film that is undeniably a classic, especially in the horror genre, and that is The Shining. The film marries the creativity of Stephen King and Stanley Kubrick, making it a can't miss. Jack Nicholson stars as a recovering alcoholic trying to write a book after having been let go from a teaching position after a temper tantrum. Playing Jack Torrance, he takes a job as a caretaker of the Overlook Hotel in a secluded section of Colorado, with his wife, played by Shelley Duvall, and son Danny, who has psychic abilities, also known as the ability to shine. With a giant empty cold hotel almost acting as a character, Jack Torrance slowly loses his mind and descends into madness, turning on his family.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in. Here's Johnny.
Personally, this is a film I've discussed with friends who actually like the movie better than the book, probably due in part to the performance of Nicholson, whose ability to play a madman has been matched by few in cinema history. In one terrifying scene in particular, Jack Torrance talks with a men's room attendant who tells him what he needs to do in regard to his family, as the sounds of a packed ballroom can be heard haunting the background. All of it in Torrance's imagination. If you're really ambitious, check out Dr. Sleep, starring Ethan Hawke, which is a little-known sequel to The Shining that reviewed well. At the very least, Stanley Kubrick's The Shining is a masterpiece of horror and worth a rewatch this time of year. And it's this week's classic movie pick of the week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabba.
When it comes to trick-or-treating, all eyes focus on the weather forecast. Are you going to have to cover your costume? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot gives us a look back at All Hallows' Eve pasts and explains what we can expect.
October 31st marks the date of an astronomical cross quarter, a day which under traditional agricultural calendar systems marks the midpoint of an astronomical season. These days were prominent in many cultures and widely celebrated with feasts. Today, everyone recognizes the 31st as Halloween, but few know its significance in ancient cultures. To the Celts, it represented the beginning of long nights of winter, and with those came dark connotations of death and suffering. Their observance was eventually Christianized into All Saints' Day, preceded by All Hallows' Eve, a time to remember the souls of those who died during the previous year. So, if you see ghosts and goblins prowling your neighborhood that evening, you better give them treats. With only 10 hours of daylight, the longer and colder nights truly do start to settle in then. So with that said, is a white Halloween really out of the question? If you remember just last year, we had flakes flying through the Fox Valley and Appleton piled up 4.5 inches. For Green Bay, it was just 5 years ago. The snowiest of All Hallows' Eve on record was set. In fact, it was the first white Halloween that the Packers town had in 124 years. picking up a ghostly 1.9 inches of the wet white stuff, which broke the old record of 1 inch set back in 1895. And that same exact storm dumped 5.5 inches into areas by the lake, making it the snowiest October in 132 years. For the Witch's Brew last year, temperatures were held with a spell in the 30s, and bone-chilling wind chills were creeping us into the 20s. The year prior to that, we were freakishly warm and hit highs in the upper 60s. In fact, in 2022, it was the warmest Halloween that we've had in 66 years. What a weather 180. Average temperatures for the end of October usually flirt with 50 during the day and plummet to the freezing mark by night. The record warmest, October 31st, hit 74 degrees way back in 1950, which, if you're wondering, was an El Niño year. But get this, 6 years later in 1956, we were in a moderate La Niña, and that one locked second warmest at a fiery 72 degrees. Not to mention, 67 degrees seems to be a common top 10 temp too. It hit that 7 years in total. And in terms of the coldest, the frozen tundra only climbed to 18 degrees back in 1917. The spooky news is, climate change is taking the chilling effect out of Halloween. Since 1970, October nights have warmed by 2.3 degrees Fahrenheit in Green Bay. That means our nights of trick-or-treating are likely to be warmer than in the past. With that said, do we have the wettest Halloween on the line this year? The current record of 1.44 inches of rainfall was set not too long ago, in 1960. And right now, we have a storm brewing and taking aim on the state for midweek. I don't think it'll pack enough to set a record. Right now, we're looking at nearly an inch raining down on us. Temperatures are expected to reach the 50s and fall into the mid-30s overnight. So it'll be a typical and average Halloween holiday. All we can hope for is some natural eerie fog. Don't let the weather play tricks on you. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Halloween fun this week doesn't stay just in New Wisco. We're going to go to the west a little bit with Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm here with Laura, and we're going to talk about kid-inclusive Halloween events. You just attended one here recently in Wisconsin Rapids. Can you tell me about Spooky Karaoke at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater?
It was a really good time. I brought my 5 kids there. They all except my 5-year-old sang karaoke. And the only reason my 5-year-old didn't sing karaoke is because we didn't realize that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was available. So hey, FYI, future karaoke events.
And while those are Christmas songs, we're getting close enough to the season.
Well, I'll have you know, not only was that song sung, it was sung by Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer themselves.
That's impressive.
I'm just saying.
So at this inclusive Halloween event for kids, you don't very often see karaoke that is family-friendly. How was that experience?
It was good. It was basically self-monitored, more or less. Gretchen Powers, who runs the theater, was kind of screening the songs, but it was more of a, adults, be appropriate with your song choices. I'm trusting you. And we were, like, we were good grown-ups that night.
And being that this was a theater event, of course, and Halloween, costumes were encouraged. What was the costume scene like at this event?
Oh, there was a little bit of everything. As I said, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There were also a handful of minions. Some grown-ups came out of costume and, like, whatever, I guess. But anything from the Grim Reaper to individually created monsters. There were also a couple of princesses. I'm pretty sure I saw a witch or two. It was a great time. I was a clown.
Very nice. And I know your girls love to dress up for Halloween. How did they enjoy the event?
Oh, they had a great time. When I left before the costume contest, and they were just a little bit disappointed. But they would have stayed until 9 if we were able to. We just had stuff to get to.
Well, thank you for joining me today. This is Laura Berg with our station here, WFHR-WIRI. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Melissa Kay.
A couple of ghost hunters are coming up on New Wisco Weekend with our cover story. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Israel striking Iran overnight. The unprecedented aerial bombardment in retaliation for an Iranian missile attack on Israel weeks ago.
A senior administration official says this should be the end of direct military exchange between Israel and Iran. This official says that Israel's strikes on multiple military targets in Iran were both precise and targeted. This official says that Israel did notify the U.S. ahead of the strike, but underscored that there was no U.S. involvement.
ABC Selena Wang. 10 days until Election Day, former President Trump visiting Joe Rogan for an interview on his popular podcast before a rally in Michigan Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying in Austin, Texas, along with music superstar Beyonce. E. coli cases linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder is rising to 75 across 13 states. The CDC saying Friday at least 22 people hospitalized. Los Angeles Dodgers star Freddie Freeman hitting a grand slam in the 10th inning to win Game 1 of the World Series 6-3 over the Yankees. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose their home opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks started out hot, but could not keep up with the Bulls, losing 133-122. Chicago's Kobe White scoring 35 points. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
That was a disappointing game from us, but give them credit. Like, they shot the heck out of the ball. They played hard. They had more endurance than us. You can see that through the game. So give them a lot of credit.
The Bucks head east to play the Nets tomorrow night. College football. Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State tonight in Madison. The Badgers 6.5 point underdogs. Baseball. The Dodgers with a 6-3 win in 10 innings over the Yankees in Game 1. Freddie Freeman with the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history.
Those are the kind of things when you're 5 years old with your two older brothers and you're playing football in the backyard, and those are the scenarios you kind of dream about. Base loaded, two outs in a World Series game, and for it to actually happen and hit a home run and walk it off, that's as good as it gets right there.
That's the Dodgers' Freddie Freeman. Game 2 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today will have a high around 55 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 35. Sunny and breezy for Sunday with a high near 60. On Monday, nice fall day, partly sunny, 66. Warmer Tuesday, showers, highs around 77. Right now, 35.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, the mayor is back, and Civic Media's Brittany Merlot joins us with her look at the week's forecast. Angela Cheslock also visits from New Day Women's Shelter in Green Bay. See you then.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Halloween edition of New Wisco Weekend. For WISS and WGBW, I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's now time for our cover story. As October comes to a close, the leaves become more orange and red, the temperatures cool, and tiny witches, ghouls, goblins, and ghosties visit for a little trick-or-treating. While it may be the time that the average person starts to think about ghosts and other paranormal beings, some think about them all the time. Today, I share parts of my conversations with two paranormal investigators from New Wisco. The first is Civic Media and New Wisco Weekend's very own Todd Michaels. Todd, by day, is the general manager of WISS and WGBW radio stations and executive producer of New Wisco Weekend. But in the deep quiet of a dark night, he's searching for the otherworldly. Our second guest today is Jason Mansmith, the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, and a crew member, camera operator, and general investigating powerhouse with the Amazon Prime show Haunted State, filmed here in Wisconsin. Michael says his involvement in paranormal investigations has changed from when it began. He started wanting to experience something scary or titillating.
I got into it because I wanted to see a ghost. I wanted to experience something that would scare me. I wanted to know if it could possibly be real, that there are ghosts or spirits or entities or whatever.
It was the death of his parents that changed how he viewed his investigations.
After having just hundreds of experiences on different levels, from, oh, that's interesting, to, oh my God, did that just happen? Now it's very personal to me. After my parents died, I realized, God, I hope nobody ever goes in with, you know, really trying to shake things up. I hope they go in with some respect. That totally changed my mindset on how I investigate. And now it has changed what I investigate. I'm not interested in going to locations that everybody goes to. Some of these locations, people are there investigating day in and day out. That doesn't interest me as much as the personal stories that linked together with individuals who are alive. There are real people out there who have had experiences that they can't quite figure out. Those are the people that I'd like to communicate with.
Now Michaels is more concerned with the personal stories and the history of the individuals involved.
It's very sad that when we die, the last thing that's really left about us is our headstone. If you're very rich or you've done a lot for the community, you may have a street named after you. But for the average person who was on this planet working hard day in and day out, may have had a family, maybe they did some wonderful things that people don't talk about anymore. Maybe they had some real tragedy that nobody really has the answers on. I would rather investigate to try and tell those stories instead of telling the same stories about the same haunted locations here, there, everywhere.
Mansmith echoed that sentiment. He considers the history of a location to be his focus, which affects his investigative style.
The history side of things is always an appeal to me. Like, I've got a general interest in whatever history it may be, especially when it comes to paranormal history, just because I'm interested to learn what was there previously, what went on, who inhabited the areas, what went down or what went into those things that maybe we're seeing on these investigations. But I'm also not one to provoke a whole lot either, right? I just want it to happen organically for me. I don't want to poke the bear a whole lot. I'm a pretty pacifist kind of guy, right? I don't want to get into too many altercations by any means. That's not the nature of who I am. So to let it kind of develop that way and not antagonize it is more my style when it comes to the investigation. I kind of like to just marinate somewhere in the middle and just kind of, you know, let it happen organically.
Mansmith, like Michaels, considers himself a skeptic. So figuring out the puzzle of how or why something happens is what keeps him coming back to paranormal investigating.
The thing to me is that the possibility of this connection can exist, right? Like, you go into something potentially expecting something that you can't explain, and then you have something that happens that you can't explain, and you're like, huh, that is an interesting scenario, right? I mean, you know, we're trying to I'm a huge skeptic when it comes to this stuff, Lisa. I'm going to be real honest with you, okay? Like, I got to see some real crazy stuff and have some really unique experiences that can say, to make my brain go, hey, this isn't normal. Like, we can't pinpoint so how this is actually happening. So the fact that that is able to happen and has happened is by far the most personal connection that I can make.
Through his investigations, Michaels has gotten the gamut of paranormal evidence.
Well, we've gotten shadow figures. We've gotten conversations of audio when nobody was there, disembodied voices, disembodied communication. We've had things move. We've had all of that.
Meanwhile, Mansmith's favorite experience in his paranormal investigating happened right here in Northeast Wisconsin, specifically at the Grand Oshkosh.
We had the chance to investigate there, and everybody knows about the history of the Grand and the paranormal activity that goes on there. So again, me being the skeptic is like, okay, this has got to be pretty impressive. And what we experienced there was pretty impressive. I have a pretty strong background in theater, so I know how a theater operates. And things happened that night that cannot physically happen. That was pretty cool, because then I spent the next hour trying to figure out how in the world is it actually possible, right? And then you come back to, hey, this was paranormal, right? There's nothing more than this. I cannot explain this, and tried and tried and tried.
For Michaels, his favorite experience was a small one, but it was also an aha moment for him.
We were investigating a location in Appleton. We'd had a few things happen throughout the night, including one of those disembodied conversations where people were talking, but nobody was there right in front of us. And we were just about ready to wrap up the night, and we were huddled around the bar in the back room, just kind of talking, thinking about what we were going to do. And one of our members was still kind of in the main location of that place. And I said out loud, but very softly, because I thought to myself, what if we're asking that energy, that spirit, that ghost to do something that it can't do? And I started thinking about, well, you know, if you walked into a room with people who spoke a language you had no idea about, how would you communicate? If they were asking you to do something, but you didn't understand what they were asking, you couldn't do what they were asking you to do, how is that fair? And so I literally said out loud, very softly, but I said, we've been asking you to do something all evening, and I'm realizing that maybe these are things that you are not knowledgeable on how to do, or maybe you just don't have the skills to do them. So I'm going to count to three. When I count to three, do whatever you do really well to let us know you're here. It doesn't matter what it is. Just please do it. And I literally said, one, two, three. And in another part of this location, the main part where one of our investigators was standing, on a cooler door, the handle, you think of these big cooler doors and they've got the big like freezer handles on them, that handle popped out and slammed back. Well, it turns out that particular thing, that cooler door handle, is something that they reported over and over as something that would happen. And it was an aha moment for me. Was it the biggest ghost thing I ever found? No, but it made me realize that we're communicating with energies and spirits that were once human. And like all of us, some of us have skills in certain areas. Some of us have skills in other areas. And so instead of demanding that they do what we're asking them to do, ask them to do what they know they can do. What is something they do all the time? And it was a huge breakthrough for me.
Mansmith, Michaels, and others recently did an investigation at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. The Thrasher Opera House is a beautiful, beautiful facility. Do you consider it haunted?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Nothing bad. Nothing bad by any means, but there are unexplainable things that go on often there. And, you know, have I seen a full body apparition? No. Have I experienced anything, you know, that's a little bit tough to figure out what's going on? Yep.
If you're interested in paranormal investigating, Mansmith says,
so my advice is try it, do it. Plenty of really great resources out there, other websites, other people that are doing it. Learn from them, develop your kind of style that you're interested in. It's always a fun time, right? I love going out on an investigation. You don't have to devote a whole lot of money and time into it. Just, you know, get out there and try it. And it's fun, right? And maybe you get some really cool stuff that happens too.
To see some of the investigations Todd Michaels and Jason Mansmith have been involved in, and to hear the stories of the places and people of New Wisco, check out Haunted State, streaming on Amazon Prime.
It's a couple of years old, but it does touch on some great locations in Northeast Wisconsin, in Green Bay and Appleton, in Door County. So if you like Northeast Wisconsin, you want to know a little bit about the ghosts, check out Haunted State on Amazon Prime.
For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together kooky, the Addams Family.
You know that feeling when you're watching a movie and all you want to do is yell at the people to get out of the house? Amanda Nimmer tells us when it's time to nope out.
It's that spooky time of year, ladies and gentlemen, where the ghosts and the ghouls and the goblins come out and play. And everyone likes to feel just a little bit scared. We go to haunted houses. We play tricks on our neighbors, because it's trick or treat, after all. We enjoy the creepiness that comes at the dead of night. And best of all, we pull out our favorite scary movies, because we enjoy getting creeped out, feeling freaked out. It's spooky season, after all. But while watching your favorite, suspenseful, terrifying films, have you ever stopped and wondered, would you survive? So go ahead and grab your favorite comfort food, because we're going to spend the next couple minutes finding out if you know when is the right time to nope out. Test number one. You have woken after a somewhat restless night of sleep and found that every single plant in your house has died overnight. A logical person could think, well, maybe I used tainted water, or I left a window open and the frost got to them. But if you're like me, you understand that every plant can withstand different temperatures, and not every single one would be dead. We would nope out. This is sign number one. Something's wrong. Every plant, seriously, every single plant, come on. Because if there was a gas leak or something, I'm pretty sure you would have wilted away too. Test number two. Little Timmy suddenly has an overactive imagination. In fact, he has a new imaginary friend that seems to be getting him into a lot of trouble. Now, logically, one would think, little Timmy is just growing, finding himself, going through a little rebellious period. These are just stepping stones in Timmy's life. But if you're like me, your bags are already packed, because we are noping out. Because the next steps are clearly Timmy's going to be speaking some type of dead language, perhaps starting small fires somewhere, or even worse, you'll wake up and he's staring at you while you sleep with a creepy smile on his face. At that point, he's too far gone. Instead of finding a therapist, we'd need to find a priest. Make the economically safe choice. Therapy now, when the signs are early. We have time for one last test, and I don't think everyone's gonna pass, because some people can't say no to curiosity. During a renovation in your older home, you've come across a box that seems to be locked really tight with some strange markings on it that was hidden deep within the wall. Do you open the box, or do you just put it back in the wall that you're building and move on with your life? If you answered option A, I'm sorry, you have failed miserably. All the riches in the world could be in that box, and the answer is still no. Capital N, capital O, no. Do we not remember what happened to the guys that opened King Tut's tomb? Because I do, and it's not worth it. And if you don't, it's time to refresh yourself on some history and refresh yourself on some horror films. So grab a few, snuggle up on the couch, and learn from those who have failed before you. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
Coming up, a Halloween hit with Terry Barr. But first, close to 70% of those asked would buy and live in a house considered haunted. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. A new survey from Wallet Hub shows 34% of parents feel kids can safely go trick-or-treating without an adult chaperone. But at what age? The survey reveals parents believe kids around the age of 13 or 14 are safe to trick-or-treat without an adult. Meanwhile, half of those parents say they have no problem helping themselves to some of their children's Halloween candy. Scary movies are all the rage this time of year, but what about scary songs? Of course, there's Ghostbusters, Somebody's Watching Me, Monster Mash. Our very own Todd Michaels has been curating a Halloween playlist for us. But there's one more, and it's considered the most popular one of all time. Terry Barr shares the song, and though you'll recognize it right away, there may be a few spooky things you didn't know.
The creepy coffin, footsteps, dog howling. These are the opening sounds turning Michael Jackson's song Thriller into a Halloween classic. Thriller hit number one on the Billboard charts and stayed there for a record number 37 weeks. From February of 1983 to April 84. And it's still on and off the music charts today. Thriller is described as a Halloween disco funk song. It has five edited versions for radio. This is the longer one, and the one you'll typically hear around Halloween.
The song finishes with a poetic reading by Vincent Price. He nails his part in two takes and is paid $1,000 for his work.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Price is the late great master of horror films and helps push thriller over the top and into the Halloween record books.
The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Thank you for being a part of our Halloween issue of New Wisco Weekend, your look at the stories and issues facing Northeast Wisconsin. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features by Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Melissa Kay, and Pete Schwaba. Plus, we have commentator Amanda Nimmer. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email me anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us, or you can always reach out using our Civic Media app. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for 98.3 WISS and 97.9 WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.